This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler joined by Casey Beck on Classic Hits 92X. Casey, you're now pitching in the same organization as your brother Chad. You were signed by the Blue Jays last year. How is that, pitching in the same system as him?
It's pretty cool because, you know, you get to play with him and stuff during spring training. You know, the same organization, not the same team, but it's easier to keep up with him that way because, you know, we're around the same guys, and it's just easier to keep up with him. And that way, I think we can help each other out more, you know, and we always talk about our outings and stuff and try to help each other out that way. So it's pretty cool being in the same organization as my brother.
How often did the two of you talk?
Probably at least once a day, you know, pretty much every day, if not through a phone call, through a text, or some way of communication.
What's the difference between the two of you as pitchers?
Actually, I think we have a lot of similarities, you know. We're both fastball, slider, changeup guys. We throw the same pitches. He's a bigger guy than me. He's probably got about 4 or 5 inches on me, but a lot of things are similar about our pitching game, I think.
Now, you were drafted originally by the Braves. You were released by the Braves. You were signed by the Blue Jays. How did that happen, that Toronto came to sign you to that contract?
Well, I got released by the Braves, and that's in Orlando, their spring training is. And Chad was down in Dunedin, so instead of going home, I was just like, well, you know, I'll go stay a couple of days with my brother before I go back. And when I go down there, Dane Johnson, the pitching coordinator, called me and asked me to come throw a pen. And I went up to the field the next day and threw a pen. And then they called me back that night and said they were interested in signing me. So,
now, you served as the closer last year for the Auburn Double Days. You hear a lot about closers are firing on adrenaline. Do you feel that it's different when you come off the bullpen and onto the mound in a save situation than in other spots?
Oh, I think so, you know, because the game's on the line, usually, you know, 1-2-run ball game, and there's not much room for error, so, you know, you're a little more tense, you know, adrenaline's pumping out there, but, you know, I always get that when I'm out there, no matter if it's, you know, we're up by 10, you know, I always get my adrenaline pumping. It's not hard for me, but definitely in a safe situation, you can get pumped up a little more easier.
What are you working on right now as a pitcher?
Oh, right now, just, you know, repeat my mechanics and, you know, my control of all my pitches. And, you know, if I get that down, you know, I think I'll be real successful.
Tell me about learning the pitches. I guess the fastball is the first pitch that you learn. What happens after that?
Well, for me, growing up, I threw a curveball. And just always fastball, curveball, and then got it. Probably, I don't know, maybe my junior year in high school, I started throwing a slider, and it was real, real good for me. And never really started throwing the changeup until I got to pro ball. So I guess that was my last. Usually, you know, people develop their changeup. That's probably the second pitch they develop. But for me, it was my last one. So it's a little different. But it was probably because, you know, I've always been a power guy. And my mentality back then was always, why throw a changeup and speed their bat up? You know, they might run into that, but now I've learned that it's probably the best pitch I got.
What did you do in the off season?
This past off season, I worked at a little restaurant that my grandma and my uncle opened for a little while, and did some pitching lessons. And other than that, just, you know, hung out with my daughter and just kicked it a lot, man. I had a lot of fun this off season.
And then you came to spring training. You didn't join the Lugnuts immediately out of spring training. You actually joined them for the Crosstown Showdown, and you stayed on the roster. What were you told at the very end of spring training?
I stayed down and extended and just down there, you know, work on some stuff. They didn't really say much about, you know, when. They didn't give me a timetable or nothing. So, and when I came up to the Crosstown Showdown, I had no clue that I was going to be staying. I thought I was just coming up there for a couple of days and then going back down. I didn't have none of my clothes or nothing with me. But, you know, luckily I was in the right place at the right time. They needed an arm, and I stepped in, and I guess they, you know, I did all right, so they kept me around.
Speaking of Casey Beck, reliever for the Lugnuts, what's your favorite way to spend the time during the game while you're waiting over there in the bullpen?
Oh, man, we got a lot of wild conversations going on down in the bullpen. It's always interesting. So around this bunch, man, it's never a dull moment.
And finally, if not baseball, what would you be doing?
I don't know. I always wanted to be a basketball player, but I'm too short and I'm white. So I don't know. I don't know what I'd be doing, really. I'd probably be working at the plant back home.
Casey, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem, man.
You're listening to Lugnuts Baseball on Classic Hits 92X.